Well, the bleeding's practically stopped. Oh, bugger. One of the electrodes has fallen off. This section is songs by others that are often requested. As I was walking out one day, this season just beginning, I met a maid all dressed in white, a-practising her spinning. Young sir, she cried, are you the sort to only stand and watch? I have both bat and ball, says I, so let us have a match. Well, I won the toss and I put her in, I soon got in the groove. As the wicket was quite damp, the ball began to move. I bowled her balls both fast and slow. We were both cricket lovers. And when I got the ball to turn, she stroked me through the covers. Well, I pitched it right up in the crease and then around her head. Forward and backward both she played, come one was all she said. And then come two, I ran her out, her innings was quite through. She said, let's change positions now and I will bowl to you. Well, her action really was quite smooth, but it was quite chest on. And when she got the ball to turn, I knew I'd not last long. So I began to have a thrash. My score did quickly mount. She flicked my bails and cried, how's that? But I was not yet out. So now this girl increased her pace. I couldn't deal with that. She thundered in before I knew my middle stump was flat. Well, that had been a first-class match, and now we knew the score. The game was up, our passion spent, all ending in a draw. Now, as you sportsmen all will know, opponents are a mixture, and such a good match is bound to become a regular favourite fixture. So now we play both home and away, and afterwards share a tab. I feel quite sure that one day soon I'll get her in the club. That was by Sid and Henry Kipper and was one of two songs I learnt in 1989. That's what got me into singing. I was driving right to the far side of Ireland for a wedding. I was told everyone had to do a turn and as best man I could hardly cop out. Actually, I did this one, another Kipperism, but there was an added difficulty. The band felt the need to do boom chick chick boom chick chick hurry up waltz to help me. So being a cultural ambassador isn't always easy. The sun had set behind the hill across the dreary moor when sick and lame a boy there came up to a doctor's door. Can you tell me wherever there be one who can me assist to cure my ills, prescribe me pills and be a pharmacist? To be a pharmacist. My father's dead, my mother too, and I'm not too well myself. So I'd be glad if you could spare some medicine from your shelf. If I could stop inside your shop out of the fog and mist, I'll work by day to earn my pay and be a pharmacist. And be a pharmacist. The doctor's wife said, cure the lad, he looks so pale and sick. Oh, father, do, said his daughter, dear, these pills should do the trick. Don't let him go out in the snow, out in the fog and mist, but let him stay and earn his pay and be a pharmacist, and be a pharmacist. The man that was a boy now is assistant in the shop, but at pharmacist's assistant he was not prepared to stop. He'd often look in the poisons book and see there in the list there's many a potion to aid his notion to be a pharmacist, to be a pharmacist. So it was not surprising when the poor old couple died, which left the boy the business and the daughter for a bride. A knowing gleam in his eye was seen as bride and bridegroom kissed. Blow me, he say, now that's the way to be a pharmacist, to be a pharmacist. Not long ago near Westminster, there lived a rat catcher daughter, though she didn't quite live in Westminster, just on the other side of the water. Her father caught rats and she sold sprats all around and about that quarter. And the gentlefolk all they lifted off their hats to the rat catcher's beautiful daughter. Doodle dee, doodle dum, die dum, doodle day. She wore no cap upon her head, no hat nor jaunty bonnet. Her hair hung gracefully down her back, like a bunch of carrots upon it. When she cried, "Sprats!" in Westminster, she had such a loud, sweet voice, you could hear all down Parliament Street, as far as Charing Cross, Doodle-dee, doodle-dum, die-dum, doodle-day. Both rich and poor from far and near, in matrimony sought her. But her friends and foes she turns up her nose to the rat catcher's beautiful daughter, 'cause there was this bloke called Lily-White Sam, who in Cupid's nets had caught her. He was head over heels in love with him, was the rat catcher's beautiful daughter. Doodle-dee, doodle-dum, die-dum, doodle-day. Now they had agreed to marry at B upon next Easter Monday, but the rat catcher's daughter had a funny dream that she wouldn't be alive come Sunday. Still she crossed once more for to buy her sprats, but fell down into the water and head over heels all covered up with muck was the rat catcher's beautiful daughter. Doodle-dee, doodle-dum, die-dum, doodle-day. The verdict was that too much wet this poor young woman died on, 'cause she made a hole in the Riviere Thames what the penny steamers ride on. 'Twas an accident, they all agreed, and nothing like self-slaughter. So not guilty of fell in the sea, they brought in the rat catcher's daughter. Doodle-dee, doodle-dum, die-dum, doodle-day. When Lily-White Sam, he heard the news, his eyes ran down with water. Said he, "In love I'll constant prove, blow me if I live long after." So he cut his throat with a pane of glass, and he stabbed his donkey after. So that was the end of Lily-White Sam, the donkey and the rat catcher's daughter. Doodle-dee, doodle-dum, die-dum, doodle-day. And the bodies was both resuscitated and buried in one seminary. And the epitaph, which was written on the epiphanium for all to see, was doodle-dee, doodle-dum, die-dum, doodle-day. My inflatable doll, she's my inflatable doll. I bought her in a shop in Sweden. They said Adam had one in the Garden of Eden. My inflatable doll, she's my inflatable doll. When you blow her up, she gets to 6'4". Never gets a headache. Who could ask for more? Oh, 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 my inflatable doll. My inflatable doll, she's my inflatable doll. Last night, well, I was really worried. She looked a little pale, so to the doctors I hurried with my inflatable doll, with my inflatable doll. The doctor looked at her and he just grinned. He said, "She isn't pregnant, son, it's only wind." Oh, 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 my inflatable doll. My inflatable doll, she's my inflatable doll. When I put my arms around her, she makes a squeaky noise and smells of burning rubber. My inflatable doll, she's my inflatable doll. I bit her ear, I saw her wince, she zipped up to the ceiling. I've not seen her since. Oh, 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 my inflatable doll. My inflatable doll, she's my inflatable doll. She floated out the window and I adore her. Had to shoot her down before the neighbours saw her. My inflatable doll, she's my inflatable doll. She lay there on the pavement, staring up at me. So I got onto the phone and called the RAC. Now I use her as a fan belt on my MGB. My inflatable doll. Well, that's the Baron Knights for you. This is a change of tempo now. The next song was written by a professional songwriter who catered for the religious Americans in the late 1890s. Until I knew that, I assumed it was a musical parody. I suspect he knew his market and piled it on with a shovel. Now just imagine a Sunday school with a magic lantern. Don't go out tonight, dear father. Don't refuse this once, I pray. Tell your comrades, mother's dying. Soon a soul will pass away. Tell them too of little Willie. Him also we much do love. How his little form is drooping. Soon to bloom again above. Don't go out tonight, dear father. Think, oh, think how sad 'twill be. When the angels come to take her, father won't be there to see. Tell me that you love, dear mother, lying in that cold, cold room. You don't love your comrades better, cursing there in that saloon. Oh, dear father, do not leave us. Don't refuse this once, I pray. When the angels come to take her, father won't be there to see. Morning found the little pleader, cold and helpless on the floor, lying where he madly struck her on that chilly night before. Lying there with arms uplifted, feebly uttering words of prayer, Heavenly Father, please forgive him, reunite us all up there. Oh, don't go out tonight, dear Father, don't refuse this once, I pray. Tell your comrades, mother's dying. Soon her soul will pass away. The threat of prohibition was very real. Thirsty Willie had been reading in the paper all about a prohibition bill. And what he'd been reading made Thirsty Willie think. He began to wonder that they meant to stop his drink. Mrs. Grundy saw the thirsty one day, saw the tear-like glistening in his eye. Why, those tears, my man, she said, what is it you want? And Willie said as he began to cry, I want to be a sausage. A sausage, a sausage. I was born with a great big thirst. I could drink until I nearly burst. But one day a prohibition bill is coming, though I don't know when. Oh, I could be happy if I was a sausage, 'cause I'd always have a skin full then. I had to learn this one because of the last line. We met in a garden of rhubarb one summer last winter next year. The earwigs were gambling one with another. One gambled in your ear and out of the other. You stole my port heart and you left me as cold as a plate of plum duff. But the memories will always repeat, dear. So will radish as if you've enough. When the parrot won't stop squawking, I'll be thinking of you. When the kiddies won't stop talking, I'll be thinking of you. For we quarrelled, sad to tell, dear. Yes, we fell out in the dell, dear. And your teeth fell out as well, dear. And we had no glue, 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 glue. Where the onions breathe their message, till the mash desserts the sausage, though your ringlets you kept shaking. You were false, I was mistaken. Now when I see hair on bacon, I'll be thinking of you. It's good to have a monologue in your repertoire to impress strangers on a train with your amazing memory. This naughty example came from Rutland Weekend Television. I went to a wife-swapping party and nobody asked me to swap. Deirdre, my wife, had the time of her life with a man from the off-licence shop, but his missus was minding the business and he'd only come with the wine. So he stayed after the night, swapping on sight. I do wish he hadn't swapped mine. Now, Deirdre, my wife, is a shy sort of girl who doesn't like to say no. And though in the past she's never went fast, last night she never went slow. I sat all night at the orgy and no one asked me to indulge. The things that I saw going on the floor would make your eyes goggle and bulge. There were things that they did to each other in places I've not seen before. They were at it like knives with each other's wives. By golly, I'll bet they'll be sore. Well, my flabber was finally gasted when our grocer, I know him by sight, took a with a near the light. My night at the wife-swapping party has certainly shattered a dream. Our hostess, they said, was tucked up in bed with half of the Sunderland team. But her husband, our host, he's a nice chap, and he said as he gave me my coat, "Odd man out, I can see." Put his hand on my knee and then stuck his tongue down my throat. Well, I'm not a chap who is prudish, and I don't mind a wee bit of fun, but I do draw the line at perversion. There are some things that just shouldn't be done. All right, I admit it, we did it. Twice. All right, three times, maybe four. Right there and then, with a big chap called Ben on the rug on the living room floor. Well, shackle us on goo is my motto, and we shacked us on goo all night long. Till midway through this strife, I met Deirdre, my wife, with the grocer in his going strong. "What are you doing?" she said, "Gerald." "I don't rightly know," I replied. "It's something in Latin." And she, without batting an eyelid, said, "Come on outside." My God, there was a heck of a hoo-la about who had done what with whose heck. She said she'd just been tasting wine. Tasting wine, bloody heck, she'd had more in her hand than a wine glass. Still, in the end, it turned out all right. Because we decided we both loved each other. And we're going again tonight. Leslie Cerrone is supposed to have written over 600 songs. I don't think all of them were particularly wonderful. There are all sorts of versions of this one. "They always put fences round gardens, of course. With that I can always agree. They always build walls round a prison because if they didn't, then where would we be? With this there is nothing amiss. But please can you tell me this? Oh, why build a wall round a graveyard when nobody wants to go in? And why build a wall round a graveyard when no one is going to come out? It may be a beautiful haven of rest, but face it that you'll be a permanent guest. So why build a wall round a graveyard when nobody wants to go in? Molly the milkmaid would be with us now if she hadn't mistaken a bull for a cow. Here lies the body of old Stoker Joe. He was stoking up here, now he's stoking below. So why build a wall round a graveyard when nobody wants to go in? And why build a wall round a graveyard when no one is going to come out? In a nice wooden coat that will stand any strain, they make pretty sure that you're going to remain. So why build a wall round a graveyard when nobody wants to go in? Here lies an old maid who'd never been kissed. She stuffed it when she found the good thing she'd missed. Here lies the body of Jenny McFlug. She was having a bath when she slipped down the plug. So why build a wall round a graveyard when nobody wants to go in? Oh, why build a wall round a graveyard when no one is going to come out? Although you're surrounded by flowers one brings, you'll never come out to smell the darn things. So why build a wall round a graveyard when nobody wants to go in? The Bonzos revived Jollity Farm by Leslie Cerrone. Here's another Bonzo revival, originally by the Savoy Havana Band in 1924. I bought my girl an apple, she let me hold her hand. I bought my girl an orange, we kissed beneath a band. I bought my girl a banana, she let me hold her tight. I'm going to buy a watermelon for my girl tonight. I bought my girl red ribbons, she put them in her hair. I bought my girl some sequins, she stuck them here and there. I bought my girl fine china, she hung it on the shelf. Tonight I'm going to bring a rope and she can hang herself. Ah, now a voice in my ear tells me they've got enough data for another week. They better have, because the probes are getting a bit uncomfortable. So that appears to be the end of the second session. I may have Van Gogh's ear for music, but at least I've added a little bit to the tradition of Essex. So good night.